American Samoa's Best Music Mix, 93KHJ. Welcoming back in studio once again our partners at Hawaiian Airlines. We say good morning to Milton Talfasau and GM Tuli Fruin. Talking with us here and some important announcements for, I guess, both our inbound and outbound travelers. So, Tuli, good to see you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. Milton, always good to have you on the air as well. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having us, John. Good morning.
So do you want to kind of walk us through what we have on the calendar in the coming days here and what we need to know?
Sure. You know, I'll let Milton kind of fill you in on what's upcoming and kind of want to share some data from the state of Hawaii that's very, very important to our passengers who are traveling abroad.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I guess, Milton, we'll start with you.
All right, John. Obviously, we have our flight on Monday, and everyone's looking forward to it. And again, we're here to really get the word out and try to be proactive in getting our community, especially our passengers, to be in compliant with the Safe Travel Hawaii program.
Okay. So the flight is, just to take us through that, that's on Monday, you say?
Yes, that will be Monday, November 1st.
And what are the times that it'll be arriving and departing? Excuse me.
Well, the ETA is at 9:30 arrival.
So just like the old school schedule.
It'll be the regular schedule, yeah.
All right. So arriving at 9:30, and then it'll be flying out when?
About 11:15 p.m.
Okay. All right. And Tuli, you mentioned some stuff that we got to know about as far as Safe Travels Hawaii. Is there some new wrinkles that we are happening since we talked last time?
Yeah, wrinkles, to say the least, yeah.
So, okay.
Of course, you know, the direction of that and the support that we're trying to provide for our people traveling has been key to the new requirements for the state of Hawaii. So state of Hawaii, of course, you know, just a quick reminder is that Hawaiian Airlines has been tasked or, of course, responsible for every single passenger traveling to the state of Hawaii to pre-clear or pre-register with the Safe Travel Hawaii program. So some numbers that we received from the last flight is that out of the total passengers that we screened and we pre-cleared, there are 92 that have kind of missed that process. So that 92 passengers that missed, I will say that some preliminary numbers that we received from the state of Hawaii, that close to 20 of those were quarantined upon arrival in Hawaii. So,
and that is, why was that again?
Because they failed to either pre-register or to clear the requirements for the state of Hawaii upon arrival.
How long were they quarantined in Hawaii?
You know what? It doesn't say, but I understand it's between 10 to 14 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you're looking at 200 a day between food, room, board, all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, geez, like $2,000 out of pocket they're paying,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Ouch.
On top of that, there were 19 that were also held behind, so to speak, between 2 to 4 hours because they failed to submit to a swab test.
The swab test on this side?
Yeah, because we have a certain amount of minors that traveled on that day, and then, of course, those who were unvaccinated or partially vaccinated. Those under that category must submit to a swab test, a PCR test, here 72 hours prior to departure. So 19 of them failed to perform that or at least submit to that test.
Do they cite any reasoning? I mean, like, for not having their ducks in a row before traveling, did they just not know about it, or?
I'm pretty sure the enough communication has been out there regarding the new requirements.
I notice a very patient tone in your voice there, Tuli.
Yeah, it's been tough for us, John.
Yeah,
I'll say that. You know, Milton and our sales team, especially with our guest service team. You know, we deal with not just checking in passengers with the required travel documents. But now we're tasked with making sure that every single passenger has been pre-cleared or pre-registered with the state of Hawaii.
So do you kind of have to track them down and just say, hey, I know you're getting ready to fly out. You got to do this, this, and that before you get on the plane?
Right, absolutely. And, you know, we can only do so much.
Okay.
If we can't capture them, then you know what? They're basically on their own. So the risk, it's a very high risk that they're taking, but it's there. So if they travel without pre-registering and pre-clearing with the state of Hawaii, you know, the risk of being quarantined or being held back 2 to 4 hours to get through this process is, you know, it's painstaking, but it's something that the state of Hawaii requires.
So you're talking about the last flight, the last outbound flight. And these are some trial and sounds like errors that we have learned from. Now, what can you tell us and what can passengers do that are getting ready to fly out on Monday to avoid being quarantined for 10 to 14 days or held up for 3 to 4 hours?
Sure. So what we've identified, and Milton can attest to this, is I think the issues that we're having is passengers don't necessarily have access to the proper network. So this application with the state of Hawaii is got to be supported, right? And using your personal device sometimes don't work, where you have to upload your documents by using your camera or whatnot. A lot of this really kind of falls on that. And what we're trying to do...
They don't have internet, or they don't have stable internet?
I think it's the stability or the bandwidth to support the application. The application is pretty... I think it's pretty high-tech to me, at least, because we've tried it with our even personal devices. We've helped with people that come into the office. The iPads we even have is having difficulty with the bandwidth to try to support that. But we are using the personal computers, or at least the office computers, to provide that service. So... Again, we're pleading, you know, please come into the office.
That's the best thing to do, is go to the office.
Yeah, okay. I think it is. If you don't have the proper bandwidth or the network to support that, coming into our office will help.
All right.
Yeah.
Because you guys do have it.
We do.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
All right.
Thanks,
so,
Jessica, by the way.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. So the best thing to do then is just turn up. And what are your office hours?
Yeah, maybe built in.
Our office hours are Monday to Friday.
Hang on. Let me get you mic'd up here. Go ahead.
Right. Oh, sorry.
Okay, our office hours will be Monday to Friday. It's from 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 a.m.
Okay.
And we close on weekends. Well, except right. for this Sunday, it's from 1 to 5.
1 to 5 at the Hawaiian office, right?
Yeah.
And then are you doing pre-screening, too, where you mentioned the swabs, if they don't have the vaccination shots, you have to produce a negative test, right? That's one of the things. Is Department of Health going to be offering that service once again?
We do pre-screening, John. On check-in.
Okay, so you guys do it.
That's correct.
Well, for the swab test, I'm sorry. Yeah, the swab test is has been designated for Sunday, the 31st from 1 to 5.
And who needs to do the swab test?
Again, unvaccinated, partially vaccinated, and minors. So everybody between the ages of 5 and 11 years old must submit to a swab test.
So you got to get, and you now, Milton, do you do the swab test before the flight, or they got to go to Tafuna Health Center and get it done there?
Yeah, so they got to get it done before they come to the counter.
Okay.
Because they have to upload those documents onto the website or to their profile. Then the state will actually send them a QR code that will clear them to travel.
All right. Jeez, so, Monday's got to be crazy then. After everybody gets that swab test done, trying to get over there and update their profile, huh?
Yeah, but the only day they've actually designated for the swab test is on Sunday from 1 to 5. So thanks, Dr. Lovao and Dr. Ifilia, of course, in coordinating that. But we're hoping that Monday might be available, too, for those who fail to come in and get the swab test, because it is very important, again. If you don't complete these requirements, you're subject to being quarantined in Hawaii for 10 to 14 days.
Okay. So that means you cannot get out on a plane. When you say 10 to 14 days, do you have to stay in the state of Hawaii for 10 to 14 days?
Yeah, they actually put you in a quarantine
facility.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have to pay for that?
You know, I'm not sure. The state of Hawaii hasn't provided that information, but we know that there have been some that were quarantined from the last flight. So
ouch.
We want to avoid that for the upcoming flight for our passengers.
All right. So the best thing to do, go into Hawaiian Air then today and be like, hey, do I have all my ducks in a row?
Yep.
All my I's dotted and T's crossed so I'm not stuck in Hawaii, huh?
Yeah. Today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, of course. But Monday, we prefer that nothing is done on Monday, of course, because
that's what everything's going to get done.
Yeah, we focus on the whole day.
The last-minute culture here.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I appreciate you coming on and trying to mitigate that as best you can. And anything else that we ought to know about?
Well, John, it's been good that the last time we were here, we've been getting a few calls or walk-ins, trying to get more information and just trying to get the word out for those who are planning for future travels. Yeah, you have to do, this is a new way of travel now. We have to register. It's not optional.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So I guess, if you're having issues with did anybody actually successfully use the app?
Yeah, actually, out of the 92, the majority have actually completed the process. So out of the 54 passengers that traveled on the last flight, 92 just failed to complete the process.
And so that 92 is?
probably where these...
ouch, geez, that's almost, these, what, those were 30, 40? That's not like 40% of your...
40% of it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a lot.
It is, yeah.
Of course, out of the 92 that were quarantined, the rest had to stay back 4 hours to complete the actual processing in the airport. So imagine sitting there, getting in at 6 o'clock in the morning and not leaving the airport until about 10, 11.
Is it just like there are a lot of people that just aren't into phones and email?
We think so. We've seen that a lot, and Milton can attest to that.
Just maybe a handful of our elderly folks, but we do have, you know, family members, or we do offer assistance at the office.
Okay. So, yeah, if you're maybe, you know, related to somebody that is traveling and they are, you know, elderly, like you mentioned, and they're just not into technology, which is sometimes a blessing.
Yeah. We've actually recommended that,
to
family members to help. Please.
Okay, the youngins to get in there and, you know, help them navigate that to, you know, okay, uncle, you got to get this app. Yep. If you can't download the app on the whatever connection you're on, go see Hawaiian Airlines.
Yeah.
And they got the connection there and they can get you all fixed up.
You'd be surprised at how many actually come in with family members, which is great to see, and especially when they're trying to help the elderly try to.
Yeah, because he's got to go up there, or she has to get up there for appointments, and then your appointment's in L.A.
Right.
Or Cali somewhere, and you can't leave Hawaii for 14 days.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah.
So just go see Hawaiian.
We're here. Yeah, here. Please utilize our team and utilize us. We have the proper equipment, the resources to assist, and we're there. Please come in.
When they come in, should they bring anything specifically?
Well, if they have their devices with them, that would help also.
But what about like their vax card? Would that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do they need their passport?
Any government ID is helpful.
Okay.
Either passport, CI, or a driver's license.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's the deal with passports? Are they processing fast? My dad was trying to get a passport in there like it's 18 months because of COVID. Yeah. Is that something you've noticed, that people are having a difficulty obtaining new passports?
We haven't seen it.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't seen it really. I think more and more. Yeah, I think more and more people are well versed now in the travel procedures, so they're either bringing a CI or a passport.
Okay.
So they're.
Yeah. Will our local driver's license, does that work?
No.
Okay.
No. We're considered international, so you have to provide either a certificate of identity or an official passport.
Yeah. So that's not income. Is that part of the Real ID Act that they were talking about, warning us before all this other craziness happened?
It is.
Okay.
It is, yeah.
All right. Well, so CI or a passport then?
Yes.
Gotcha.
That's
okay. Right. Thule, Milton, anything else that you thought relevant enough to tell people about before Monday's flight?
Well, if there's any other questions, call us at 699-1875 or 76. Hours is 7:30 to 3:30, Mondays and Fridays.
And then Sunday you're open?
1 to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And then Typhoon is health screening, is those same hours or is that?
Yeah, same hours from 9 to 12.
And then
on Sunday.
Hopefully it's all done before you reopen Monday.
Hopefully. And then one more thing before I leave here, John, is that minors must submit to a swab test. The last flight, we've had quite a few parents who came in and said they were turned away from the clinic. And, of course, in confirming with Dr. Ifeely and Dr. Laval, I mean, that's absolutely not true. So we understand parents trying to bypass that procedure, but it is required. So if they choose to... get away from that process or bypass that, then again, they're at risk of being quarantined in Honolulu.
All right. It's going to catch up with
gotta
you.
Got to do it. Yeah.
Later on down the line.
Got to do it.
All right. So don't papello the test. just do the swab.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Milton and Thule. And I really, really appreciate you guys coming out here. This is important info. And, you know, it's better that they know now rather than get to Hawaii and, God forbid, get stuck. So.
Yes, sir. Yep.
All right. Well, good luck, guys. I know that this is a big weekend for you, and you're in our prayers. And thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you very much, John. Appreciate your time.
93 KHJ.